opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on Free Fire Radio from 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. So good morning, everybody.
Good
Today
morning.
Is the 23rd of February, 2022. And not as much fun as Tuesday. 2-22-22.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Congratulations to Robbie Cleary and Ed Harrison, who got married in Puerto Vallarta. And a bunch of Redding folks flew to hang out with them. And it's been great on Facebook watching them. They had a white party and a 3 or 4 day festivity. So congratulations.
This, of course, is Robbie Cleary of Cleary's.
Right.
And Ed Harrison had, I think, what, Timberline?
Yes.
Had Timberline.
And they both sold their companies.
Both sold their
companies. And they're going to just have fun and travel and play.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've got it figured out.
They have it all. They have it figured out.
Yes.
Because, you know, but they deserve it. Both those people worked very hard in their lives. Oh, and great people. Hey, 7:06 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
National Day.
Banana bread.
I like banana bread. You know what? I've got some friends who make some great banana bread. What are you pointing at?
Well, I didn't know if you had the, you know, I didn't see that you had the weather, and if you didn't, I was going to run out.
No, you're good. Yeah, Colonel Bott, you're wonderful. Don't worry about it. I got it covered. Sunny today with a high of 56, overnight lows of 29. Get ready for that frost, right? Thursday, frost and sunny with a high near 60. Thursday night, mostly clear with overnight lows of 33. Friday calls for 65. This is burr weather. I actually put on my gloves this morning. Friday night, 34. Saturday, mostly sunny. Slight chance of rain with our high. Now, guess what it is on Saturday? 63. So don't quite move your coats around yet. Saturday night, chance of rain with overnight lows of 42. And this weekend looks like maybe rain on Sunday with a high of 61 and overnight lows of 41. But we've got chilly, chilly nights with overnights tonight, which is below frost, 29 degrees. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated with senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. The Kenny family, locally owned. They're great.
Okay. You know, do you have that song up?
I don't have it. Did you say 367-3793?
Who knows? She always says something different.
365.
Thank you very much.
3793.
Yes, thank you.
Sorry, I do have the song, but I didn't have time to find that specific.
Okay,
spot.
Okay. We'll take a couple of minutes, and I'll circle around to this.
What's on the agenda?
Well, next Wednesday, the Redding Police Department will be with us first Wednesday. And they've just announced that they're going to get body cams. I want to talk, and of course, the district attorney is going to be on this morning at 8, and we've got open line until so we can talk about anything you want to talk about. But they're going to get body cams. Now, the big thing was not wearing the body cams. It was the cost of storage.
Oh.
Because you've got to store all of this video for X amount of years, because then you have to have people trained to redact it. When I say redacted, it means you go into a house, right, with the body cam on. There could be minors or other people who have nothing to do with the case.
Oh, so you have to black it out.
You have to black out. You have to fuzz their faces.
Well, we need to find TMZ for that.
Okay. Yeah. What's TMZ?
TMZ. Oh, this is like kind of like a, you know, tabloid kind of thing. And, you know, never mind.
Oh,
so that was just a humor thing. All right. Well, anyway.
I thought it was going to be like transcendental
meditation. It's a tabloid thing. When they do footage and stuff like that, they got to black it out. And they also do that on,
It has nothing to do with the subject as usual.
Yes, it is. It blacks out. You know, they have to bring in experts to black out any minors or something that's not involved with the case.
Okay.
Somebody does.
So the whole thing has been the storage of it. Now, not only that, but once that video is there, say you've got an officer that's been on the, he's wearing that, the body cam. They've got to keep everything on his body cam for like, you know, so many years. I'm not sure how many years, but it's like 5 years at least. So if there is a case that somebody accuses an officer of, say, police, you know, misconduct or brutality, or you punched me, and they're going to sue the city, then that attorney can go back that whole 5 years and look at every minute that this body cam was on.
Well, if people can go back 20 years and claim sexual misconduct,
yeah,
then what is wrong with going back and claiming
that? That's not the point. There's nothing wrong with it.
No,
I'm
no.
just saying is that's – now, you figure 117 officers – now they're not on the job. They're not all on the job at one time, but it's, you know, eight. So it's 24 hours a day, eight officers, seven or eight officers. Because we've also got money to add on more officers, thank goodness. Anyway, it's coming out to like $750,000 a year, and I'm not sure. Maybe they've figured it out. I'm looking forward to talking to RPD about this. Is it, you know, is that $750,000 a year now, or is it going to be, you know, does it go up $100,000 each year for the, you know, for the storage of this stuff? And that was the big bugaboo in this whole thing. Plus, you've got two new employees, and I'm thinking, well, $750,000, that's two, you know, that's at least three more cops. Maybe, you know, do we need to start it now, or shouldn't we get all of our police on board before we start going to body cams? And we're getting ready to hire seven.
Well, okay, Carl. I know that I know that there's a lot of discomfort with change. And we're in a culture now, as we know, as we're in 2022, and we're in a culture now, this could be popular, and I'm just going to say this, I can't help that it may be popular or unpopular with what I'm about to say, but wouldn't you rather have the proof in the pudding by having I'm sure if we hear from a policeman, oh, that means we have to, like now, we've heard that before they pull somebody over, they have to do all this paperwork about not to profile, they have to say, whatever, it's incredible amounts of paperwork. You can't just have an instinctual, let me pull you over look in your car, and because there's, you know, anyway, so it's a more burden paperwork on an officer today. But, and I'm not sure how comfortable or what that is. We will figure out a way. I really believe this. We'll figure out a way to figure out the storage. We'll bring in the experts that can do the storage and X out the names and the faces or whatever with minors who are not part of the situation. But wouldn't you want to, it's clean. We want to clean up.
Well, I can tell you.
All of the.
I can tell you 100 things. Not 100 things, but probably 5 things. But the RPD is not fighting the idea of getting the cameras at all, because they, you know, they, as Chief Shuler says, hey, I trust my people out
right.
there. Right. And the other thing is the camera can, you know, can save so many times when somebody right. says, says that, oh, you treated me in
the
unfair, the accusation of treating unfair, you did this, and then they play back the footage and you find out that's a lie. The other thing, too, I was told is, you got the camera on, and you ask somebody a question, they have a tendency to talk into the camera and tell the truth. That's the thing, tell the truth. But do I worry about it because, oh, somebody's going to get caught doing something wrong? No, because, I trust our police department. Shuler trusts his police department. The guys that we deal with are all, and men and women we deal with, all honorable. But it's to me, it was the all the ancillaries, the storage of it was going to be a problem. You have to keep it for 5 or 6 years. The other thing, too, is you have three officers coming in on one event. There's three different viewpoints that are being that you see. One of those could completely miss what really happened, but that camera footage is there, you know. So, yeah, but this is just going to be something that the RPD is going to have to live with. But I'm looking forward to talking to the rep on next Wednesday and the DA today. How do you do that when you know, when it comes to prosecutions and everything? We got to take a break here.
When we come back, I'd like to do five things that you need to know today. I'd love to test you with that because I know you were on a big trip and you did lots of reading and lots of had your kind of nose to the grindstone as far as news and stuff like that. Oh, my gosh. When we come back, what have we got, Carl?
Well, we're going to talk about the Ukraine, but you said you were going to talk about five things you should
but
need
I mean,
to know.
But, I mean, who's lined up today? Oh, that's right. We have the DA at 8. Okay.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms. Been in the business just about as long as we have, so that's, you know, 12 years. This is where we go to buy our firearms. Why? Because customer service, he's honest, great gunsmith. Veterans get discounts there. He always has the he has a great selection of firearms. Right now he's got a bunch of Glocks and in there, and which have been hard to get, and other pistols and other long guns. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what his customers need in stock and at fair prices. It's Bastiani Arms. It's open Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Located at 2539 Larkspur. You can give them a call at 222-8222. We'll be right back, 7:16 in the morning, 37 degrees, on today, the 23rd of February.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Do we stand? Both of our hearts broken in two.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Linda and Carl Bott. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're on open line right now to 8 o'clock when the DA comes in. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors, been open for like 15 years. I've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. The latest and newest branch just opened up beginning of the month at 2727 Ventura Street in Anderson. Cornerstone Community Bank. All right. You've got your five things.
Well, before we begin the international five things, we want to talk about the Asphalt Cowboys. The Grand Marshal of the Reading Rodeo will be Bob Dicker. He's one of the first 10 original members of the Asphalt Cowboys when the club was formed in 1953. This is a press release. They're going to be doing a thing to announce this this Thursday. Presented with the Grand Marshal Trophy at 1 o'clock Thursday at Riverview Golf and Country Club. He's going to be 98 years old.
Whoa, 98
That's
years
so cool.
Young.
Yes, exactly. 98
well,
years
let's
young.
Also mention this then, the Shasta County Grand Ole Party Annual Lincoln Reagan Dinner is going to be this Friday at 6 p.m. at the Riverview Golf and Country Club. The speaker is going to be Jessica Patterson, whom you interviewed last week, chairwoman of the California Republican Party. Right? Yes. And she's...
I'm reading.
I know. You haven't. I know.
I'm not a multitasker.
Got it.
Anybody
anyway,
who knows
she's
going
to be there. So if you would like to get tickets for this so you can hear, how are they going to flip California? How are they going to get it more fair in California so that it is not just a jungle free-for-all at the elections where it ends up being Democrats running against other Democrats for the spot, or just I shouldn't say we, because being a Republican, I'm not sure if I'm still in that camp. I'm not in the Democrat camp. I'm starting to lean into that independent type of, it's the person I'm going to vote for. It's not just the party. But still, they're making inroads into the Dems. What are they going to do to open that tent up and get more people?
And the keynote speaker
is the woman I just talked about.
Yeah, and we
Jessica
had her on. Yeah, we had her on Thursday.
As I mentioned,
absolutely. And she was. I know you did, but I'm just you
oh,
weren't here.
Okay. No.
So she is really bright, energetic. She's bringing a wonderful perspective, and she's going to be here at this dinner. And I'm very looking forward to hearing her, seeing and witnessing and feeling her. Her vibe, her
energy.
You know what she's bringing. Yes.
Yeah. Which brings me now to Jared. It is now time, Jared.
Yes. Why can't a woman and more like a man. Men are so honest, so thoroughly square, eternally noble, historically fair. But when you win, we'll always give your back a pat. But why can't a woman be like that?
Okay. For 5 days, nine guys are in a house together. There's no drama. There isn't. I mean, there's no drama. There is nothing like, oh, did you hear what that said? Did you this? Did you that? No. There's no drama with nine guys in a house. Now, can you tell me there'd be no drama if nine women were in a house together for 5 days?
I've been in that situation.
When there's been no drama?
No drama.
Well, what's it like being in a house with one woman and no drama?
I've been in that situation where there's no drama. You leave
with
it.
Another woman?
Yeah.
No, not with me, because I'm not a drama guy.
No, with another woman, and it's peaceful entry and peaceful exit.
I don't believe that.
Yeah,
I don't
it's believe true. That. I have been.
Okay.
Why do you think that every time women get together, okay, there it is true, because we tend to carry things and we worry, and as people, you know, women have a tendency to share, so you'll help a friend carry a burden. It's kind of what we do. We're the caretakers of the world. So when somebody gets together, we group, and, you know, that's why they call about, you know, back in the day with, you know, Betsy Ross, and people would sit around and knit while the guys were at war, or they were coming, you know, we would circle and carry the weight of the worry while the guys were out fighting. It's in our DNA. This is what we do. So sometimes when your husband or your partner is your best friend, you have a tendency to share some of that with your partner who is, well, in this case with you and me, a man, not a woman. And so you take it like what I'm doing is just sharing that, you know, maybe it's I'm working, processing, helping somebody. I'm talking about something, or maybe something bothered me, but it doesn't mean necessarily that it's drama.
Okay.
It's how we process.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, but if you look at it from the other side, could be called drama.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
But here's the thing is, but you said something in there, like we have a tendency to process.
We do.
Every
we talk stuff out.
Husband I know of says that.
Wouldn't you be rather have somebody
or,
go?
Here's the other word by saying processing, grinding on it. How about that?
Oh, that's true. That's true. Not everybody does that. You know, the key is to be able to process and let it go. And let it go.
Oh.
All right. Many people are
We talked about that, too.
Yeah.
You know, letting things go. Even guys have a problem with that.
Well, a lot of people are letting go of what it is to try to switch over to electric cars. They're having a problem. People want things to stay old school. Well, many people are hyped about the transition away from cars that run on gasoline, but some experts say we should pump the brakes on all the excitement, and the U.S. isn't ready for a full switch over yet to electric because the precious metal needed to rebuild electric car batteries is just hard to get as gas.
And guess where a lot of that is?
Precious metals.
Ukraine. The Ukraine has it. And Afghanistan has it. And a lot of those other, you know, all those countries that we need these
China
precious.
Is
China. And so
orders.
Here we are. We're pushing so hard to get into electric cars. Do we have the battery technology? We don't even have the charging station set up. So, yeah, you know, it's not that it's not coming. And it's not that that the cars won't, and trucks won't be good enough. I agree that maybe we need to pump the brakes on it, and let's have a plan that says instead of everybody will, you know, like California, a stupid, stupid statement, that, you know, you will have all electric cars by 2030. That's stupid.
Well,
it's just stupid because we don't have the infrastructure.
Well, Joe Biden unveiled tough new sanctions against Moscow yesterday in response to Russian military actions currently unfolding in the Ukraine, calling the events the beginning of a Russian invasion, quote unquote. Biden laid out sanctions that would effectively cut off Russia's financial institutions and oligarchs from Western finance. He also announced that he is moving additional troops and equipment to, quote, strengthen U.S. allies in the region. U.S. officials say that the holding out hope for the possibility of diplomacy to avert an all-out war, but also made it clear Biden is ready to go much further should an invasion of Ukraine escalate. Now, here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff seems to always come to these huge heads when it comes to getting ready for the primaries, the elections, getting those kinds of things.
I'm
I don't
sure
know.
It has,
is this really?
To, it sure has nothing to do with the fact that the primaries are coming up in a few months.
Exactly.
But here's the thing. Researching this and looking at different talks about it is, are the sanctions going to hurt? Now, we did it before when he went into Crimea. And they, you know, they went into the banking and this. But on something like this, how serious is it? The thing is, if you hit them with heavy sanctions, we're going to also, we as Americans and Western Europeans are also going to feel that pinch. Cut off the gas lines. Nope, we're not going to let you, we're not going to buy any more fuel. Well, when you do that, that takes away a great deal of their economy, their money. I'm freezing your assets all over the world. Well, that's going to have an impact on them paying, you know, other people in Western Europe and us. Going after their oligarchs, the ones, you know, the big guys who are not in the government, but yeah, they're in the government. It's kind of like big tech in our government, and so it, you know, you freeze their money. Well, the thing about that is we've been talking about this for weeks. They know what they, you know, we're going to do. So I got a feeling is that those oligarchs that we're talking about, they've shifted, you know, several hundred billion around anyway. But if this is going to work, if you're going to make this thing happen, then the trade-offs is our gas is going to go up again. As it is, price of crude oil hit 97. It'll be over 100 with this. Our friends in Saudi Arabia that Biden was begging to increase from OPEC. No, we're not going to do that. So it's $97 a barrel. It could be over 100 soon. It's already the differences in our country. Wisconsin has $2.95 a gallon gas. $2.95 a gallon. Chicago has $3.50 a gallon. We're at that $4.75 a gallon here in California, all due to taxes. So, to keep this thing from getting any hotter, and if we do impose all those things, just be ready. It's gonna come back and bite us too. Okay, got to take a quick break. I really like that part about why can't women be more like men?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And you have such, you laugh because you realize it's tongue in cheek,
mm-hmm.
Right? This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody does better at repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's truly an artisan from the old school. Whether it's a chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, he'll fix it, and then he guarantees it for life. He is not going to take a chance with your family safety and something happened to that glass windshield. For a free low inspection and analysis, give them a call at 241-8373 or stop by at 3208 South Market Street. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Calling all country music fans. Come see up-and-coming country musician Mitchell Tenpenny perform live in concert Friday, April 1st, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
I've been sober.
Yeah, this town's been telling me.
Tickets just $50 plus fee.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see. Country sensation Mitchell Tenpenny in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, April 1st. Find your moment at the river.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fighter Radio here in the studios of KCNR. I'm not going to tell you what she said. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 23rd of February. It's 35 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. You don't need a special event to go over there and buy something. Why don't you finish this up for me?
Well, we're jabbing at each other this morning, but it's all in good fun. Four Winds Jewelry. The only watch repair. In fact, Ashley was in here the other day, and she received, as a present from her family's estate, you know, for her grandfather's watch, and she had that watch, taken over to Four Winds. She took it to Four Winds Jewelry where it completely could be taken apart, made into a keepsake for her. She can wear it and have that keepsake. So that kind of thing, you know, it's very trustworthy, and that's right here in Reading on 2225 Hilltop Drive. That's Four Winds Jewelry.
You don't fight fear. See, that's the other thing. Women don't fight fear. Now, we were talking about this. I just got a text from, Wendell Stout and, Jim Harker.
Well, yeah.
They've cleaned, you know, we call it the WAG room. We're downstairs. It's the gun room.
Yeah.
And it's where a beer pong is played. If you play beer pong, we didn't do it this year. And we all kind of sit in a circle. And
oh, you do?
We sit in a circle and we chat about.
You don't knit?
We don't knit.
Okay.
No, we're sipping good bourbon.
Okay.
Good scotch.
Okay. Are you cross-legged, like, you know, sitting down?
No, no. Well, I got to sit in the 100-year-old rocking chair.
Oh, cool.
That Jim Harker's grandfather had. No, no. It's, you know what? This thing was built over 100 years ago.
Okay.
Was constructed. They've replaced the seat a couple of times, but it absolutely works. It's comfortable. You know, a rocking chair. A lot to be said about that.
No, there
that.
Really are. No, I mean, there's a but beautiful...
Let's go back. Anyway, they cleaned it and they just sent it to me. You know, the photos, you know, they sent it to everybody.
Right.
The photos. But Wendy and Jim are there. So they were doing that and before they take off and come back.
How cool.
To the States. So.
Yeah. Okay, so in the news
that's
today...
That's the way men handle it.
Okay, well, in the news today, we're going to talk about the five things...
We don't ask other... men to give us massages. Like girls will say, hey, can you rub my back right here? We don't do that.
All right.
No, we'll stay in pain. We'll live through it.
All right.
What we will do is, like Seth, playing hockey, gets his back nail. And it was really kind of
cute. Did you walk on his back?
No. But what happened was, because he had a backpack, Philip grabs it, puts it over in front of him like a little baby pack. So he's riding on his chest. So Seth wouldn't have to carry it because he was in a lot of pain.
Mm.
This is what men do for each other. We don't give each other little massages.
Now, let me ask you something. Have you finished?
I am.
All right. So now what I want to do is I want to go into like the five things that came up today, Carl, on the that you need to know. But I'm going to number five right now because we saw... okay. So in Uganda, this is something that we talk about. You know, these are the freedoms and some of the things that we have in America that we need to, because we're in the middle of this, Carl, you and I, where we hear some people who are vaxxers, some people who are not vaxxers, and they are just not going to follow the regime or the protocol of what California has laid out. But not only California, but that's happened Nevada and when we drove through. Anyway, so in Uganda, they have proposed steep penalties for anti-vaxxers that include fines and imprisonment as the country doubles down on its coronavirus vaccine mandate. The proposed bill states that those who do not get vaccinated against COVID-19 will be fined 4 million Ugandan shillings. That's around $1,137. Or receive a jail term for 6 months.
Okay. Well, it's it doesn't surprise me. I think there's more... economically advantaged countries that they force this on the people, and they find ways of doing it. I mean, not throw them in jail, but they can find them in things.
Now, let's go into some of the COVID protests that's been happening. The world possibly a convoy of truckers protesting vaccination mandates, on the other hand, in the coming days, prompted the Defense Department yesterday to approve the use of 700 National Guardsmen and 50 tactical vehicles before they descend on the Washington, D.C. area.
Yeah, they're heading there. They're supposed to be leaving any day. There was a support rally in Reading yesterday on one of the bridges. So I don't know how many trucks this will be, but they're heading, just like in Canada, they're heading to D.C. Hopefully, unlike Canada, who not only seized trucks, arrested the leaders, and will not give them bail, okay? Will not give them bail. The mayor of Ottawa says, I've seized these trucks, now I'm going to sell them. So when I wasn't there in Canada for the for their protest. It was peaceful. I did see something when the mounted police went through there. Mm. Their mounted contingent, and they made a turn. There's like 8 horses, and these are big horses, by the way. These like Percherons. They made a turn and to go a certain way, and the crowd was there yelling and screaming, and horses didn't stop, and 2 people got knocked down. It's just kind of like if it's nonviolent and all this, but people are angry. People are angry in Canada. Now, how big will the protest be in the United States? Because they've got the whole width of the United States to drive. How many other, you know, how many other trucks are going to join? How many other groups are going to join? As they said in the song Convoy. Remember that song, Convoy?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Breaker on five. Yep. Convoy.
Are they going to have a chartreuse microbus filled with long-haired hippies? Is that going to join? Is that going to join the convoy? Are they going to be invited, or is it just semis? Is this going to be discriminated because you don't have a semi?
Mm.
Can an F-150 do it? How about a little Volkswagen? Yeah, I'm in here. I'm with you guys.
I mean, I just feel like things are very escalated right now. I mean, so the European Union leaders are going to hold an emergency summit on Thursday to discuss what to do next over Russia's recognition of two breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine after the bloc approved on Wednesday a first limited round of sanctions.
Yeah, well, I tell you what. Here's the thing: is in this European Union, they all have to join. They all have to agree to do something. So that ought to be interesting. We got to take a break, and we come back. I want to talk about Susanville and what happens.
Ooh.
What happens to a city when the second larger employer, ooh, who's been there for 60 years, is shutting down? There's an article in the Record Searchlight about that. So I want to hit on that with the impact it has of people having to leave. You know, they can't stay. There's no jobs. And then what happens to the city? But this portion of the show is brought to you by our good friends over at Maxwell Insurance. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people since 1993 in insurance and financial needs. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401k, okay, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. Give her a call at 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Great woman, great business. We'll be right back.
It was a dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth hauling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess.
I love Jared, you know.
Where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best.
Woo.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do.
You know what was brilliant to think that, you know, I mean, it was a great breakout and a wonderful song that you think about so much that Nancy Sinatra recorded, and it was like, what a great tune of that era. In fact, I've done that song before, and it's in kind of a jazz version of it, and it's just a great tune.
Well,
what a great song.
I read someplace that song was written specifically for her, maybe by Lee Greenwood. Because
not, it's
she
not
did
Lee
not,
Greenwood, well, it was Lee something else, yeah.
Because she didn't have the range. And that it was because it was the range in the song she was able to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear that?
Yes, yes, yes.
Was I
yes,
right?
Yes.
I mean, is that what I remember right?
Yes.
What are you looking at?
I was looking to see who the writer
Lee
was.
Lee Hazelwood,
because he was a writer.
Oh, Hazelwood,
yeah. He did a few things that were, he did some really good
stuff.
I think they did a duet together as well. I'm going to look him up.
Hey, Patrick Watson is a guy, just wants to take care of his family. He was the dean of services at Susanville's Lassen Community College. He worked there for about a decade. And so he was looking for another job, so he took a job with at the California Correctional Center, the prison in Susanville. And in about a year ago, April 2021, Patrick and his prison colleagues were calling into a meeting. They walked into the meet room, noticed officials from Sacramento. The prison would be closing. What do you do then? Now, when you think about it, the closing the prison puts 1,100 people out of work, out of a county of over 30,000. And that number includes the number of prisoners also is counted into the population, that 30,000.
Did you say 1,100?
1,100 people out of work.
Okay, so
just
that,
out of work.
Those are the people who work the prison. So let's talk about the prisoners, families that go there to live there so they can be close to the families that may be incarcerated.
Yeah.
So then I wonder what constitutes or what how much is that part of the population?
Well, the thousands that are incarcerated are part of that 30,000. But here's the other thing. Everything that relies, vendors that send, you know, that send food there, anything from a Starbucks to a Taco Bell, they've got two movie theaters right downtown, you remember? Mm-hmm. But, and so which one of them is going to make it when you lose? It's not just losing the 1,100 people that work there. It's the other several thousand that are in their families. And, you know, some could retire. Maybe some others can find some jobs around there, but, you know, nothing that's going to pay them like that. And so nobody knew about it. Nobody knew about it. There's no gossip. There were no state meetings with the local officials. The Dallies did not know about this until the day they made the announcement. Either one of them had not heard of this to the day they made the announcement in a press conference.
How can that be that is so back-channeled or back behind closed doors that assemblymen and somebody who represents the people and the constituents didn't know?
Well, that's, and see, that,
I don't get
me,
that.
You know, it, well, that shows you, this is not an indictment on the Dallies at all.
No.
And because Brian Daly, and I'm sure Megan does the same thing, he's reached out. He's tried to, you know, he's reached out across the aisle. He's talked to his fellow senators. And yet this decision was made. Somebody had to know about it. And you would think that they would at least given them a day's notice. So they could have, you know, had, you know, at least known about it. But they didn't. And the mayor there says, we had no idea, just hit. There were no state meetings with local officials, no gossip, no study to determine the environmental and economic impact the closure would bring.
Don't you think that
And they've been given no substantial reason as to why the state is closing the prison.
Well, don't you think that could go to a higher court?
Well, I think they're suing. And on
well, heck yeah.
Like they said the governor's office has ignored nearly every email and call from Susanville and Lassen County officials. It's very disheartening when you realize the governor has made a decision to destroy our local economy and doesn't even give us the courtesy to talk to us. Well, so now you have this thing, Uptown Uniforms on Main Street, and they're going to, when you think about it, all of that is gone. You're seeing all of a sudden all these homes for sale in Susanville. Because they need a, you know, people don't have jobs, so they're going to be leaving. Menus are out, and the tables are set at the Grand Cafe. And if we've been to the Grand Cafe there in Susanville's Main Street. This cafe can seat dozens, but nobody will be dining here anytime soon. It's one of the many businesses shuttered along Main Street. Some, like the Grand, closed years ago. So, see, as you're driving through Susanville, what you're going to see is the fact that this town is going to be destroyed. Not destroyed. I'm sorry. That was hyperbole. The city is really going to be hammered, though. They're going to lose all of that money. They're going to lose all those jobs. It impacts on schools. It impacts everything around there. You know, so the mom-and-pop places are pretty much non-existent because they've all closed down. Anyway, it's just, this is the impact it has, and the fact is there were no environmental statements or anything like this. I'm trying to see if they did, he said, that's when Governor Newsom delivers on part of his campaign promise. They say he's pledged to close two state prisons. In one in Tracy and a second unnamed prison. Well, there you go. We know where it's at.
And finally, we were talking about boots are made for walking. I want to go into Barton Lee Hazelwood. He was an American country and pop singer, songwriter, and record producer, mostly widely known for his work with guitarist Wayne Eddy during the late 50s and singer Nancy Sinatra. He had a distinctive baritone voice. It's said that his collaborations with Sinatra as well as his solo output in the late 60s and early 70s have been praised as an essential contribution to a sound often described as, get this one, cowboy psychedelia or saccharine underground. Rolling Stone ranked Lee Hazlewood and Nancy Sinatra number 9 on its list of the 20th greatest duos of all time.
Okay. All right, let's break for the news.
Woo!
And when we come back, Shasta County District Attorney, Stephanie Bridget, the woman, the myth, the legend, will be with us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Ukraine's government thinking about declaring a state of emergency as the Russian troop buildup continues along the Ukraine frontier, and Vladimir Putin's forces have occupied a couple of regions of Ukraine that the Russian leader views as independent republics. Correspondent Mike Ross.
Russian forces have moved into rebel-held areas in eastern Ukraine after Putin said he was recognizing the independence of the separatist regions. Led by the United States, Western powers drew the proverbial line in the sand, with President Biden announcing
the first tranche of sanctions to impose costs on Russia.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken canceled talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov that would have been held in Geneva later this week. Ominously, Russian lawmakers have authorized Putin to use military force outside Russian borders.
A number of U.S. allies hitting Russia with sanctions. Same time, though, correspondent Charles Deledesma says that Beijing's ties with Moscow are strengthening.
Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying says China is opposed to new unilateral sanctions imposed on Russia, reiterating a long-standing Chinese position.
A biting Republican response to the Biden moves against Russia. Senator Lindsey Graham tweets the sanctions outlined are woefully inadequate to deter Putin's efforts to redraw the European map and dismember a neighboring democracy. Nearly 2 years after the botched police raid that killed Breonna Taylor in Louisville, the only officer facing criminal charges now standing trial, a now former officer charged with wanton endangerment. The Philadelphia Police Union filing suit against the city law. It bans officers from pulling over drivers for low-level offenses, saying the law illegally preempts existing state laws on traffic violations. Watching Wall Street, stocks have slipped into the red. The Dow down 65 points, NASDAQ off 87, the S&P 16 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Massachusetts Subaru dealers selling the automaker's 2022 models minus one high-tech feature.
That's in-car wireless technology that connects drivers to music, navigation, roadside assistance, and crash-avoiding sensors. Subaru and Kia have disabled their telematics systems rather than run afoul of a voter-backed law to give independent mechanics more access to a car's repair data. It mirrors a broader battle over who has the right to repair increasingly complex electronic products from iPhones to tractors.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Tonga back online, its main internet connection to the rest of the world, finally restored more than 5 weeks after a huge volcanic eruption and tsunami severed a crucial undersea cable. 3 people in Tonga were killed by the January 15th tsunami, dozens of homes destroyed, drinking water tainted. Townhall.com. The National Basketball Association marking its 75th season. Some of the league's past stars amazed at its evolution.
The NBA's first MVP, Milwaukee St. Louis Hawks star Bob Pettit, played 11 seasons. At age 89, he's still a big NBA fan and thinks the league has a bright future.
Players are going to be better. There are going to be more of them. Are they going to jump higher? They're going to drill the three-point. As good as they are today, they'll be even better.
But former ABA and NBA star Rick Barry, who admits being a basketball purist, wishes refs would enforce the rules strictly.
It's an incredible game. The athletes are incredible. What they can do is incredible. But they're getting away with murder. And this, I blame the officials.
Barry also says he'd be a better player with today's coaching and training. I'm Norman Hall.
The Dow down 75 points, NASDAQ off 93. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, and welcome to Wednesday here, the 23rd of February, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. The hump segment brought to you by Linda Bott. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy. And it's National what? Buttercup Day? What did you say it was?
I said banana bread.
Banana bread day. That's what it is. Okay. Today, the 23rd of February, as I said, 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into the chat room. We're on, of course, Carl and Linda Bott are on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here in the studios of KCNR.
I like the hump thing. I like
yeah,
the whole
do.
Camel thing, and so do you. We decided we're going to keep it in every Wednesday. It's fun. It's funny. It's a sense of humor, and you know what? We've got so many serious things going on. All right, 37 degrees right now. If you're stepping outside, man, it is glove day and a little bit of, layer up. Sunny with a high of 56 today. We got a hard freeze warning. We got a freeze warning. And then another freeze warning. I don't know why there's three times. And mostly clear than frost tonight. That's why. 29 tonight. Get ready for that. Frost and sunny in the morning on Thursday. Looks like we're going to have 60 with our highs. Overnight lows tomorrow night at 33. Friday sunny with a high of 65. 34 in the evening. Saturday calls for mostly sunny, then a slight chance of rain at 63. Sunday calls for rain around 61. Says rain likely. All right, we'll take it. We love it. Chance of rain on Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 41. And then, always talks about a chance of rain again on Monday and Tuesday. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This is a business that is located in Anderson, California, with the Kenny family. Been there for years. 365-2793. And for all your propane and gas needs.
Okay. We are with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
DA.
All your, what are you doing? You've got all these papers.
I'm trying to organize myself.
And you've got you've got a couple things out circled about what we want to talk about. And one starts with Carl Bott. Number one, you've got that circle at the top. So that must be your to-do list
We're
today.
We're going to talk about Carl Bott.
Well,
let's have a conversation about that, Linda.
I hope it's not the prosecution of Carl Bott. You know, I can understand the persecution, but not the prosecution. Hey, the first question I want to ask you, and I gave you an early warning like 10 seconds ago. The decision to bring on cameras onto the police.
Sure.
I imagine, and I'm not sure the county will follow because it is a costly thing to do. Not the cameras, not the training, but all the support with the having to have people in there redacting thousands of hours of video, addresses. You know, you walk into a house. You know, you're calling in the house for domestic violence or anything. You come in there, and there's a number of people there, and if they're not involved with it, like kids or anything, all those have to be covered, redacted. And then you have to store it. And we talked already about this already today. But how do cameras impact on prosecutions?
Well, cameras can have a big impact. Anytime we're doing a case, we're going to be looking for, you know, are there pictures, are there cameras, and we're certainly going to want to be showing that to the jury. So from that perspective, any type of body-worn camera could be very advantageous because it could show whether the person did this crime, whether they didn't do the crime. I mean, it can go both ways in exonerating someone or giving us the evidence we need to really prove that a person did it. Because a lot of time cases come down to just, you know, witnesses who saw the case, saw what happened, and they're coming in a year later, year and a half later to testify about what they heard. And I mean, no one's going to remember exactly what they saw a year and a half ago on one particular day. So you get contradictory type statements, and it can be difficult to prove, you know, that someone committed a crime that they actually did. So if you're going to have something on tape or a video, it can be of a lot of assistance.
Okay, now, I've read also that if, say, you had three or four officers all coming in at the same time. You got Officer A over here on this flank, but
right,
the officer that is right in front of the suspect is coming in, and you have others. So you've got three or four different visuals on this.
Right.
Some of those don't see what the officer right in front sees.
Right.
And that, you know, well, did you see a gun? Mm-hmm. And you can, you know, the officer can say, you know, the one on the flank can say, I thought there was a gun, but his camera doesn't show anything. So You've got that too. You've got to, you know, it's with the different views is trying to also use that to, you know, in the prosecution, because you know the defense
right.
is using it.
Absolutely. Well, that's when it's just important to have prosecutors who understand that concept. They understand the fact that, okay, when you're in this situation of deathly contact, a deathly encounter that's occurring, and you're making these split-second decisions on what you're seeing and where you're focusing, that you're not necessarily maybe going to see 5 feet to the right or whatever.
You tend
to
see to have tunnel vision
right
there. You
see total tunnel vision. So it's going to be important that you have prosecutors who are trained in knowing what that is, what that means, being able to talk about that with a jury and explain, okay, yes, these two cameras from the officers coming in from the sides maybe show there wasn't anything there, but the officer here, here's all his reasons why and when and what he was looking at. So you just have to be able to understand that, which, you know, is important.
Yeah, well, that's part of the training, not just for the officers, but I imagine for your DAs too, because y'all have not had to prosecute with those. So will you all be going through training also based on this, or is this... See, they're going to train the officers how to use the cameras, obviously.
Sure.
So from what you just said is, we have not prosecuted this before, and your deputies are going to have to understand how this works. So I'm just wondering, are you all going to have, like, is there training out there for your people to say, okay, this is what you're going to see, you know, blah, blah, blah?
Well, certainly
so. Are you going to do it in-house?
So all of the prosecutors in the office go through continuing education just as part of having their being licensed attorneys. So if you take people who would be handling these types of cases, like homicide level or serious offender cases, going to homicide trainings yearly that are statewide, so they're getting trained on body-worn camera because it's in other counties from prosecutors. So we're already
This is not new.
It's not a new concept for us, even though
I've wondered about that.
Yeah, even though locally we don't have body-worn cameras. Uh-huh. I mean, we're well aware of it. We've been to trainings that have that. But, yeah, I would think if that is going to be something that we have here in the county, we would focus more on it internally and talk about that as well.
Okay. We're with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA. We're going to take a little bit of an early break because I want to come back and readdress that maybe in a little bit different way from the defense point of view on this. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
That's right.
Yeah, our favorite place to go to if we have to. Hopefully we don't. But if we did, I'd go to Shasta.
Mm-hmm.
And why? Well, cardiovascular. It's one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. They got an A rating from LeapFrog that measures the ability to, for people to do their jobs. The hospital and all this nationwide based on statistics, not on what people say. They got an A rating. That's the highest rating you can get. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services give them the highest ratings in so many different areas that are important. Heart attack, emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, all of these. All of these things are, all of these reasons are there to take a look at Shasta Regional Medical Center as the hospital that's going to do you the most good during a time of an emergency. Healing starts here. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back. 8:14 in the morning, 37 degrees, sunny.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Serve daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
We're gonna love you like I do.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, Wednesday, the 23rd of February. We're running out of February very quick. 8:19 in the morning, 37 degrees and sunny. Yeah.
Did we cover Maxwell Insurance?
Yes, we did.
Oh, well, I just want to say one more thing about Maxwell Insurance.
Sure.
Judy was selected as one of five women in all of Mutual of Omaha. I mean, there are several men and everything, but, you know, female-run business. And I think when she shared this with me, it was very, very exciting that because of her hard work and her success, that she was chosen to be able to get a trip to Switzerland. So
yeah.
She's taking her daughter, and I just think I'm so proud of her
That. And you know what? She was just sitting here the other day with her, you know, Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Right.
And the guy that comes in with this thing, it is hilarious.
It's
he
wonderful.
Brings in a rattlesnake into the studios. We have horned owls. We have we have a little capuchin monkey with a that when he saw the cell phone right to it and was moving it around better so than other people I know. Okay, me. We're here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County D8. We're talking about the impact that having cameras, that the police who have just made the announcement, they're going to be wearing, they're going to start doing the cameras. It'll be in 2023 because it's going to take them a while to set it up. And the question has always been the cost of storage because all the, you know, millions of feet or the hours and hours and hours of storage. And it has to be made. Do you know how long it has to be made available, or is this just kind of up to? Would that be up to you? Or
no, I mean, I'm sure they're going to have a retention policy.
You know, it's like 5 years or something.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to want it for as long as possible to have access to it. But
well, see, now there lies the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I've seen is an officer arrests somebody. The guy says, "Hey." He was way too much force, excessive force.
Sure.
At that point, the attorney for the guy or girl can go back and say, "I want every bit of footage from this officer for as long as you have it." So they can go through it and look at it to see if there's anything like that.
Outside of that stop itself?
Outside that stop itself, because they want to see if this is a tendency for this officer to show excessive force.
Well, that would be something that would be litigated in court and doubtful that they would get that.
Really?
Get all of it. Well, when you think about it, even just take a person who has who's on trial and has a criminal record.
Right.
We can't get into their criminal record to just say, just show propensity, like, oh, because they commit crimes in the past, they do now. But there's exceptions to that for certain types of crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see a situation where this was a certain type of car stop. If they narrow it down, like we want everything that was a red light stop on that road within a couple months of that incident
okay,
or something.
Maybe if
they might
any,
be able to do
okay,
something like
well,
that.
Or any other reports of excessive violence, they can go back and look at that. But
sure,
not just everything.
We want everything. That's going to be overbroad and not something that a court is going to order.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
They're going to have to narrowly tailor that request.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah.
But they will have that available. I mean, you and, because you just said, we'd like to keep it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, because we can get, just take, like, a homicide case that may take 3 or 4 years to solve. And then we find out that person had been pulled over earlier in the morning by someone and got a ticket before they went and did their crime. And we're like, oh, wait a minute. We want that video. So yeah, I would advocate for storage as long as possible.
Okay.
What's going to be feasible? I don't know.
Yeah. I just, you know, as technology moves forward, it may be able to store it easier, cheaper.
Yeah,
and all that.
For sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. But it can benefit both sides. It really is.
Now, here's my second one.
Okay.
And I talked to you a little bit about that, but I found the story here, finally. And I put it on Facebook yesterday. I said, Stephanie Bridget is going to be on our show. Other topics will also be the Ukraine and a child molester who got just 2 years in jail and no probation. And I hear from Stephanie, like, 30 minutes later, people are calling me.
Yeah.
Or, she says, we didn't do that. And I said, of course you didn't do that. And I said, it didn't say that. And it doesn't, but...
It does now. You went back and changed it.
I went back and changed it to NLA because they thought it was happening up here. Anyway,
right.
Here's the story.
And there was comments on that post on your
page. I
didn't
read
saying,
it.
Oh, yes, this is Shasta County or whatever. Yeah. So.
Well, go back and read it. I also talked about the Ukraine, but they didn't say anything that it was Stephanie's fault that the tanks rolled into the Ukraine.
I didn't get any calls about Ukraine.
Okay. There's this transgender whose name now is Hannah Tubbs.
Right.
He's 26 years old. He was a child molester who molested a 10-year-old girl in 2014, and then it just went to court. And it ends up, she pleaded guilty due to Democratic District Attorney George Gaskin's policies and laughed that she will have to go back to prison or register as a sex offender. And then she made comments about the little girl she molested, which they couldn't print. I'm going to plead it out. Plead guilty. They're going to stick me in probation. It's going to be dropped. It's going to be done. I won't have to register. Won't have to do nothing. You won't have to register, his father asked? I won't have to do none of that. So what are they going to do to you then? Nothing. And he starts to laugh.
Yep. That's frustrating. That's But one of the big problems when you have a situation like what occurred in Los Angeles County and got prior District Attorney Jackie Lacey out of there, who was doing an amazing job and had been there for a long time, first African-American woman to be a district attorney statewide and in L.A. And, you have someone who comes in with a bunch of money and just supported him to get him in and get her out. And on day one.
Was that George Soros? Was it him or just other people?
Yeah.
Okay,
but
Soros. And then, it was one of Soros's. He put a lot of money in those types of elections.
Right, right. Just, money buying elections, and then it ruins a city, So we've got, there was another article that came out either yesterday or the day before. About 97% of the prosecutors in that office have pretty much turned against him in it,
publicly. They're supporting. There's a recall against him, isn't it? And they're supporting that. See, when they arrested this guy, his name then was James Tubbs. He was arrested nearly 8 years after the crime. He began identifying as a woman, but because they arrested him 2 weeks shy of his 18th birthday, and Gaskin refused to move that over to an adult, and it's coming back to bite him. And I can't, you know what? It's great. I hope it bites him, and I hope they do recall this guy.
Yeah, he's got a lot of things that are coming back to bite him, because on day one he came in and implemented a wide sweeping array of policies. One of them being he wasn't going to transfer any juvenile cases up to adult court. All juvenile.
And this is it.
And this is the example. So this is the, and he was, so many people attacked that position. You can't do that. You can't treat every case with one policy. Every case is unique and individual, and that's why you can't do that. But he came in with these sweeping, from here forward, we won't do this in a lot of different categories. And now he's realizing, hopefully, that he can't do that or he shouldn't do that. Because you have situations like this that are now very public on, this miscarriage of justice that's happening. And this person is just flaunting and laughing about it, about not getting held responsible.
She says if she goes to prison, she's going to get a sex change surgery that taxpayers pay for.
Yep.
To go into the women's facility, and the other person says, hey, there's some babes in there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, this is where we are with our justice system. An 18-year-old molest a 10-year-old. And now she, she says, why isn't, what it did to me? It changed my life. And this guy's joking about it. And he's going to walk out.
Yep.
And nothing happens.
Yep.
That wouldn't happen here.
Absolutely not. No, we evaluate any case that is a juvenile that could potentially or should potentially go into adult court. We've done several of them recently. For example, a couple homicide cases that we've had where they were either a cold case from a long time ago or, 10 years ago, I believe, was one of them. One was closer to 20-plus years ago, where the individual was 17 at the time. And under Gascon's policies, that person, even though they committed a homicide, would be prosecuted as a juvenile and pretty much just walk free. We don't do that. We, in those appropriate cases, we do petition the court to transfer over to adult court and handle them as adults. I mean, these are 17-year-old people who are murdering, raping, doing those type of conduct. They should not be treated as a juvenile.
No.
Absolutely not.
You know, this guy, I'm not even going to say what should happen to this guy, because then they'll say I said this should happen to this guy. No, I mean, it just should. When something like this happens, the travesty of it is so, I mean, you just, you feel just totally impotent. You feel like there's nothing you can do.
Right.
And here's, how would you like to be that little girl who's now, it's been 8 years later.
Or the parents.
Or the parents. How about the parents of that little girl?
I mean, the outrage. I mean, you know there's going to be crime around it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and, you know, and that's the thing, is he just going to walk?
Well, and this person who got a slap on the wrist is going to feel emboldened, can get out and continue that conduct. You know, and it's an example for other people down in L.A., what you can get away with. And trust me, those who are inclined to commit crimes, they know what they can get away with based on the changes in the law, and they exploit that.
Okay, we're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. We've talked about the cameras that the police are going to start carrying, the body cameras, and the impact it could have on the prosecutions and the defense. And this last one is this thing from L.A., which is just so maddening, about a 10-year-old getting molested in a Denny's bathroom by this guy, and they catch him, and the DA of L.A. refused to try him as an adult, even though he was almost 2 weeks shy of 18. And so now he's getting out after 2 years, no probation, nothing. He doesn't even have to register as a sex offender. This portion, well, I tell you what, we'll be right back after these messages.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Their grand opening is Saturday, February 26th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. with free drawings throughout the day. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Don't miss their grand opening, February 26th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the Shasta Gateway Center.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. Now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
And good morning and welcome to our morning show here on KCR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio and also online at KCNR1460.com. It's a cool morning, folks. Yes, that's right. It's not even 40 degrees yet.
37 degrees.
We do have a hard freeze warning ahead of us, which means tonight is 29. Tomorrow looks like we've got 60 and overnight lows of 33. We do have a chance of rain coming up. Probably over the weekend if that happens. We do have Nick on the line. Let's go to the phones. Nick.
Well,
good morning, Nick. What's on your mind? You have a question for our district attorney.
Yes, I do. Stephanie, I still give you pats on the back for getting something out of that guy up in Bernie after two hung juries on who lit that convenience guy on fire.
Finnegas.
Job on that.
That was a good job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Listen, I've got a question about selective prosecution, and I want to hear your side of it. And it involves the Carlos Cepeda, Nathan Pinckney problem we had.
Sure.
Nathan Pinckney was documented on the red, white, and blueprint, and I think in court also as to being in the back room, pulling out a gun and saying, I'm going to kill the mother fornicator. Mm-hmm. And with that documentation, it seems to me that that is a PC 917 infraction and a PC 922, which is a wobbler. And I'm wondering why he wasn't prosecuted for that. And I wanted to hear your side of the story.
Yeah.
Okay, Nick, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely, no problem. So we certainly looked at everything that was involved in that case, as we do in every single case. And that issue was even litigated and brought up in court, and we received a ruling from the judge as well that, no, that there wasn't a violation of law there, that this was a situation where, based on the facts that were presented to us, that this was in a back in the back room in a private business, and that this section is not going to apply. However, even if we looked at whether that section applied or not, and again, I said this was litigated in front of the judge in that trial, that issue, who did rule as we had already determined. If you look at that case, and if we take out all the opinions that are out there of that politics were involved, which they were not. I was never asked by anybody to prosecute that case. It would not have benefited me to prosecute a case against Mr. Zapata. So I don't know why anyone thinks I would do that because I was asked to. That is not the case. We look at every case and make sure, and in this case too, had independent people look at it and make a decision to file. And if you look at the facts and try to take out all the drama that has happened over the last year that got swirled around in that case, and you just say, okay, a person comes into someone's business, and the majority of the facts show that that person threw a glass of water in that person's face when they're at their business, and get in an argument with them in a fight, like confrontational argument, and then they leave. And that person who had water thrown in their face, who's upset about it, is then standing out behind their business cooling off when that individual comes back with two more people walking aggressively at them and force them into their back into his business and then hit them. Taking out who the individuals are, this is a situation that was being aggressive by those three perpetrators. I'm sorry, but I believe in a person's right to protect themselves and their constitutional right to firearms. And if someone is going to feel like that group of people may come back a third time and want to get their gun and have it with them to protect themselves, I think everybody has a right to protect themselves. So if you look at it from the case law on self-defense as it relates to the situation, as well as being in a back room of a private business, those sections, you simply cannot file a case against Mr. Pinckney based on that incident.
My question on this is, if what I read, I'm going to admit, I wasn't there. I didn't, read everything. But from what I understand,
right,
is Zapata and his wife came into the business because they know the owner. They've eaten there before.
Sure.
Blah, blah, blah. Even a Pinckney, who's not the owner of a business, he's an employee.
Sure.
Who works in the back. When he came out from the back and confronted Zapata, mm-hmm. What part does that play? I mean, he didn't have to come out from the back. He chose to, and that's what started it.
Yeah, no, I think there's conflicting information about that,
okay,
which came out during the trial
so
as well.
So he didn't come out? Oh,
no, he did. But the reasoning for the coming out, was he coming out to, as he says he normally did, to ask to, hey, are we slow enough? Can we start shutting down the kitchen that he does every night? Or was he coming out to have a confrontation? Both testimony came out both ways. Jury heard it both ways. Some people saying it was this way. No, we came out aggressive. No, you were the one being aggressive. I mean, it came out both ways. And, if things would have ended right there,
that would have been it.
Would have been it.
Yeah. Right. Even if the water had been thrown.
Yeah. Okay. It's the when you come back and all that, the entire situation. So.
Well, now, and then let's just, and people are going, well, what happened? What happened was two people were found guilty of assault.
Correct.
Mr. Zapata ended up being found
disturbing the peace by causing a fight.
Disturbing the peace. Okay. Which, and one of the things is when you get into and you're found guilty of assault, mm-hmm. do you, felony, or is it a felony assault, or is it like a... not a misdemeanor assault?
This was a misdemeanor case.
Yeah, the whole thing was a misdemeanor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. You've got a new bill that's happening. This could have a huge, by the way, people, this can have a huge impact on California.
Right.
That's coming up.
So everybody knows about Prop 47 passed back in 2014 and has just had tremendously horrible...
The reason I'm doing this is because a lot of people...
I can tell you're trying to jump in there.
No, I want you to explain what 47 is. That's all I wanted you to do, because some people, 47, 57, 109...
Yeah, there's lots of numbers.
Right.
Okay, so Prop 47, basically what it did is it changed a lot of crimes, particularly drug crimes and theft crimes, from being felonies to misdemeanor. Okay, so we have like felony possession of certain drugs now are a misdemeanor. The big one that's talked about a lot, especially recently, is theft crimes. And a person walking into a store, stealing, $900 worth of items and walking out, and it's a misdemeanor. And they can do that every day for 10, 15, 20 days in a row, and it's a misdemeanor, all because of Prop 47. And this is why we're seeing this huge increase in theft crimes. Because also, misdemeanor... Nowadays, most custodial facilities don't have room to hold a misdemeanor offender. So, and people, like I said earlier, who are inclined to commit crimes, they know that they know what the law is, and they're going to continue to do that. So this has caused communities to just go downhill in a very, very big way since 2014 when it passed. We're seeing that in the news. We're seeing that up and down the state. We're seeing that in our own community. There have been efforts over the last couple of years to change parts of that Prop 47. Everything so far has not been successful. Particularly, the last attempt was try to at least add in there if you are a serial offender, meaning you're continuing to do this day after day after day. We can make that a felony. That didn't pass. That was about a year and a half ago. So now we have a...
it didn't pass in yeah. Sacramento? Or yeah. That wasn't a proposition.
No, it didn't make it on there. So now we have an effort to a particular bill that's getting a lot of traction. It's AB 1599. And basically what it's going to do is it is going to reverse Prop 47. Now, for people who kind of know what that process looks like, Prop 47 was a voter passed initiative. So it can only be changed by another voter passed initiative. So we've got, if it goes through and is passed and signed by the governor, then it would go to the voters. But then we're going to the voters with a, an initiative that has now been an existing bill, but it can't be implemented until obviously it's voter approved. But it's going to change.
Do you think people are going to? I think people are tired of it.
I think people are ready for it.
Yeah.
I think they are. They're getting a lot of co-authors up there. I've over 20-some co-authors on that bill now, so it's getting a lot of traction, and it's going to change the drug cases. It's going to change, the possession of drugs from misdemeanor back to felony. Mm-hmm. It's going to allow for the dollar amount to go back down to $400. It's going to allow that if a person has three priors of under $400, the fourth one can be charged as a felony. It's going to revert back to what it was pre-2014.
So you have a hammer again, so we can actually start getting our arms around it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to give us a lot more of a tool and just... This is an example of how the laws can be in a deterrent effect, too, because mm-hmm. we see how a change in the law that makes things more relaxed increases the crime. So the laws, when they're more strict, does have a deterrent effect, because we didn't see what's happening now back when the laws were what they were pre-Prop 47. So it's an important bill that,
really
hope.
Most of the DAs in California have gotten behind us, right?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I don't know about all of them. Obviously, we've got like Gascon and San Francisco and all of those that
kind
of go. But yeah, there is definitely a big trend of DAs and a big group of them. And I certainly support it. And I think it would be good for, our community specifically. Our community is a community of, law and order. And that's how we are. And that's what we love about Shasta County is that we're not like the rest of the state.
Yeah. And that comes out a lot. Okay, let's go to the phones. Yeah. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Just a couple of quick questions. One is, when Mr. Modi, the grand jury had found that he had committed, I would think, a misfeasance. I had to look that one up, going back and having law enforcement help him fill his generator up for his house, and also going back getting wine, which Mr. McGraney is one who told me that, as a matter of fact. How did he get lowered to a misfeasance from a malfeasance, and did you have anything to do with that decision? That's my first question.
Well, the way the grand jury process works is if the advisor to the grand jury is the county council, and if the county council recuses for any reason, it comes to the DA's office. In the DA's office, I have my chief deputy, who is trained in taking those responsibilities as the advisor. So the advisor means if they ask a legal question, we're going to tell them this is what the law is. We're not going to tell them you have to do this, you have to do that. When they have reports that are finalized and they're getting ready to submit them, the legal advisor is going to read through it and make sure the law is stated correctly.
Who is the legal advisor, and does that legal advisor actually offer opinion?
If they're going to ask, hey, is this because the grand jury will say, they can come and say, is this a crime? If it's a crime, you guys can take it over. So, yeah, we're going to let them know whether something is factually a crime or not.
Okay, so there was opinion. Okay, my second question is in regards to, I know you just talked about the Zapata case and that sort of water over the dam, so to speak, but the testimony I saw had nothing to do with your rebuttal to Nick, number one. First of all, there was no threat or imminent threat to Mr. Pinckney when he went back, and that was shown in court. And it how your version of that was so much different than what really happened. My last question is, are you going to run for DA again?
Yes, I am.
Thanks, Terry. We're getting ready to hit a break. Okay. I'm not sure except he said that, you know, your in court was different than what he said he heard. But this did go to the jury.
It did, yes. I mean, this case went to the jury, and a jury made a decision. I respect the jury's verdict no matter what it was. If it had been an acquittal, if it had been what it was for disturbing the peace, or if had been for battery, that is the beauty of the American system, is that we have a jury of our peers, of our community, that's going to decide what is acceptable and what is not acceptable in our community.
Okay. All right, hey, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only, 244-9478. It's the only place I've had my haircut in 14 years. Why? Because, one, they give great haircuts, good people, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support, as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hundred years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Nigel.
And James.
How are you doing, James?
I'm good.
Hey, you want to tell everybody who's going to be our guest on the next show?
We are going to have Donna Jamian and Matthew Giles, and we are going to be talking about the new technology sweeping the world, 3D printing for homes.
Homes.
Yep.
Here in Reading, too.
Yes, first in California, right here in Reading.
I can't wait. So listen to the show Wednesday evening, 6 to 7. Nigel and James.
All right.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Good morning and welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR.
Keep it playing, buddy. Keep it playing.
Carl and Linda Bott here, 96.5 FM. Bridget, we are here with Stephanie Bridget. I always want to call her Bridget Stephanie. I have introduced her as Bridget Stephanie. And she looks at me like, what? And I'm like, don't even ask me because, like, girl, I've been dyslexic my whole life. And that's what I do. I do backwards. I don't walk backwards, but sometimes I feel like I read and talk backwards at some time. So follow the riddles, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Thanks, you guys, for always tuning in for us and for our wonderful sponsors. Yeah, we do. And we love the feedback. So, like, for instance, when you posted on Facebook you guys were just talking about it, I think that's kind of cool that it shows it in the platform that people – we're active in this platform to talk about and the clarification that's going on. So we always appreciate you coming on, Stephanie, as well, who our district attorney. And we've been taking calls this morning.
And we're running out of time. So I want to hit a couple of things. Tomorrow, Tim Garman, our newest supervisor, is going to join us at 8 o'clock. And we're going to talk about what Tim wants to do. People have painted Tim in certain ways, depending if you're a newspaper out of L.A. or you're just people from around here. I mean, he's a gun-toting, camouflage-wearing, militia-leading, blah, 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 if you're listening to L.A. Up here, if you listen to what he says, I don't even own camouflage. So Tim's going to be on tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, and we appreciate that. We're here, of course, with Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget. You all got some new stuff. We're running out of time. You got some new gear. You guys got new guns.
Yeah, we do. So it's great. It's always good to get...
Can I have the old one?
No, sorry, Carl, you cannot. But yeah, we are investigators. We were just able to get, for all of them, the new Generation 5 Glock 17, 9mm, and they are all, have the red dot sights on them.
Do they have
you were very excited about when I told you that.
Yeah, I know. Red dot sights. Now, can your guys carry more than 10 rounds? You guys can carry like the 18 rounds.
Yeah, 17 with one in a chamber.
Right. So, okay, so new guns.
Yeah. So it's very exciting. We got those. I mean, they're great to have. They're, you know, the increased capacity. What we were carrying before was the Generation 4. Mm-hmm. And that had, you know, 13 with one in the chamber.
Right.
So having that increased capacity is a good thing. Also,
hoping to never have to use
them. Yeah, absolutely. But if they do, if there's a deadly encounter where we need to protect the community or the investigators protecting themselves, it's good to have have that option. And then having the red dot sights, that is a great technology. And from everything, you know, I'm being educated on it and reading about it and talking with our investigators, it just it increases the accuracy.
It brings your eyes right to the target, and it kind of paints it like a laser dot.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you're looking at the target. You're not focusing on that front sight where when you do that, you know, the target and all that becomes blurry.
And Stephanie knows this because she went through a great class.
I went through the best CCW renewal class ever.
Gee, where was that at?
Oh, let's see. Northern Firearm Instruction.
Oh, okay. I just thought I'd bring it up. Okay.
It was great. But I went out with them last week with their new guns, too. So got to try that out.
I've only got like 2 minutes. So where's the, what was the next technology? Okay, new guns, that's big. Was that the technology?
Yeah, no, that's just what we were talking about.
Okay. Stephanie, you have, it's not a secret. I mean, you announced it that you're running for re-election.
Sure. Yeah.
So how do people get a hold of, you know, the information about that?
Absolutely. So we have a website and have a Facebook page. So you can go Stephanie Bridget for district attorney. So and get information, starting to post information on there, which has, you know, the link to the web page. And you know, I think looking at just the office Facebook page, you're going to see a lot about what my office is doing and what we're doing to learn about the office. So, yeah, anyone who wants information, I'm happy to speak with them.
Yeah, and yeah. As with everybody, anybody that will throw their hat in the ring, they will of course be more than welcome to come on the show so people get to know the DA's office. It's just in with 30 seconds. The DA's office is there to do one thing.
Well, we're there to protect the community. So all of our local law enforcement, every arrest they make, every case they put together, comes to my office for us to make that ultimate decision on, you know, what's going to be filed, what's not going to be filed, and then to, you know, aggressively prosecute those cases that we believe we can prove so that we're protecting the community. We're a part of that law enforcement team protecting every single person who lives here in Shasta County.
And that's the way we're going to end. Thanks so much for being with us, Steph.